Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Getting higgy with it.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it every single week at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we will turn it over to our wonderful producer.
Now, what did I do wrong? The home run stroker.
Senior Jordan Schultze.
Can I give you guys one quick trivia question?
Stoparlo.
Do you by chance know what this music is from?
It sounds like Doom.
Yeah, this is a video game.
Do you know what video game?
I'm going to go with Doom.
It's not Doom.
Wolfenstein.
Mortal Kombat.
This is Ken Griffey Jr.'s winning run.
Wow.
This
is Griffey's winning run.
This was a SNES game released in 1996.
Ooh.
But my God, it was just like, listen, this is just going to be a video game, a baseball video game. It doesn't have to be anything special. And they just dropped an absolute 90s techno bomb on our ass.
I like what you did with the open, too. You got to watch out for those baseball players blowing on balls, right?
Oh, dude. Getting on their hands and knees and blowing
balls.
Not acceptable.
Oh, God.
Cannot do that.
So funny. Yeah. The air, that was ruled a part of your body, by the way. So, no, that was a fair ball, and that was a base hit, unfortunately.
Dude, watching that video clip and then the Royals manager and, like, third base coach just
freaking
coming out, like, what the hell?
So good.
Because of
a
dude.
That's a lot of time spending on your knees.
It was too much. It was too much on his knees.
All right. Well, hopefully this week's edition of Fair or Foul is not too much for you guys. Got some tasty ones. Let's start off with one of the worst teams in baseball for number one. Despite their lack of runs scored so far this season, the Seattle Mariners have still scored twice as many runs as the lowest scoring team, the Chicago White Sox. Is that fair or foul?
Twice as many runs.
Twice. So the Mariners, fair or foul, they have scored twice as many runs as the lowest scoring team in baseball, the Chi Sox.
First of all, I have to eat a little bit of crow because I did not think the White Sox would be the worst.
What is Colorado Rockies?
This is not the Colorado Rockies. It is the Chicago White Sox. This team might be the worst team in baseball, and that is shocking because the amount of guys, the amount of moves they've made to get young players, and they're just trash. So I want to start real quick by saying congratulations, White Sox. You right now are easily the worst team in baseball. Number two, I will say foul. Even though the White Sox are bad, I don't think the Mariners are doubly better than the White Sox.
I'm going to say this is fair because the White Sox scored like 2-3 runs to begin the season in their first like three games or something like that. Like, I'm pretty sure they got shut out in their first game and then they only scored one run in their second game. Also, by the way, the Nationals being the worst team in the MLB, my prediction on that, not looking so great.
Not looking so great, Joe. Yeah. But neither was mine, so we're in the same team.
I'm going to say this is fair. The Mariners have twice as many runs scored as the Chicago White Sox.
Well, like you guys, I got to eat crow about Stephen Vogt. I was wrong, too. But this one is actually foul. It's close, but the Mariners have, even if you count today, it was 58 at the beginning of the day, three runs so far, 61's total run tonight versus the Reds. So 61 total compared to just 34 by the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, my God. 34 over 16 games, so just over two runs a game.
That is disgusting, dude.
Is Felix back? Is this Felix Appreciation Night every night at T-Mobile Park?
Well, Pedro Grifol was a Mariners coach at the time that Felix was in Seattle, so maybe he just took that vibe with him to Chicago.
At least Kirby threw well the other night, last night.
God. Well, he can't
Gilbert
just
throw well tonight? Is he still
did.
Throwing well?
Okay. He did. He was six or seven strikeouts last I saw. And Kirby can't just hammer the zone. He's got to try to throw some pitches out and expand it a little bit. Guys are picking up on
dude,
it.
Dude, this music makes me want to drop a tab and just zone out in a warehouse somewhere for
Logan
like
Gilbert,
5 hours.
6.2, one run, three hits, six Ks, and a walk.
Give me Let's a pacifier. Go.
Bam.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, guys. Speaking of great pitchers, that is the
nom,
subject.
Nom, nom.
Sorry. All right, speaking of great pitchers, that is the subject of our second fair or
Pedro
foul
Martinez.
Question.
Bob Gibson.
I love Tommy Glavine's junk.
Oh, I love
one of the
Tommy
teams
Glavine.
That Pedro played for, the Boston Red Sox, 9-8 so far on the season. They, fair or foul, lead the league in ERA with 2.68.
I'm going to jump on this real quick. Oh, do you want to go?
Oh, I was going to say go for it.
I'm going to jump on
care.
This
I'm,
real
I'm
quick.
I'm not pissed at all.
You know I love trashing the Boston Red Sox. There's very few things in this world.
Your Boston Red
outside,
Sox.
Yeah, my Boston Red Sox. Outside of
Ryan Cooley's Boston Red Sox.
Ryan Cooley, Sales Bros, Boston Red Sox. Outside of Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone, there's nothing in this world I love trashing on more than Ryan Cooley's Boston Red Sox. But I will say this, their starters have been good. Their starters have been really good, surprisingly. Now, they can't play a lick of defense, as seen today and yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. Tyler O'Neill and Rafael Devers run into each other, and they might both be dead, and those are your only two good players on
I
offense.
I thought Devers was dead for
yeah,
a moment.
It looked bad. It looked really bad. But their starters have been good. But you got Kenley Jansen, you know, bitching and whining about the balls, maybe because it's your washed. Maybe you can get back to the Dodgers at the trade deadline. Who knows? But I will say fair. Yeah, I do think this staff is doing really great things right now. We'll see if it stays. But imagine if they had Jordan Montgomery. You know, imagine if they actually put some money into a free agent. I'll say fair.
I'm going to say foul, mostly because I kind of cheated earlier by looking up the bullpen ERA rankings earlier, and it did have the Royals at the top of the bullpen rankings, and I think their starting pitching has been just as good, so I'm going Royals.
Dude, Seth Lugo has four quality starts with an ERA of under 1.2.
What kind of pixie dust are they sprinkling in Kansas City?
I don't know.
Jeez.
I know Missouri has a lot of meth, so maybe crystal meth dust.
That's not the pixie dust I was referring to. All right, this is actually fair. So Patrick nails it. They have the best ERA in all of baseball, starters and relievers, but it is, as you just pointed out, Joe, because of the great ERA by the Royals bullpen. The starters are carrying it. Brian Bello, 3.92. Cutter Crawford, coming out of nowhere, 0.42. Dude's been in the league like 3 years and is pitching like an ace.
One of the cooler names.
I know, right? Whitlock, 1.26. Tanner Houck, 2.04. And then Nick Pivetta on the IL right now, but under a run, 0.82. They're just giving up nothing.
Well, unless they play the Baltimore Orioles in Fenway.
Which they haven't done yet.
Unless Colton Cowser. You say they haven't done yet?
Yeah. You guys haven't played them yet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We just had a three, just swept them at Fenway.
My Cleveland Guardians just put a beating down on them.
Well, that's why Colton Cowser won AL Player of the Week, because that dude was doing everything for the Orioles. Homers, making catches up against the Green Monster. Moo!
All right, final fair or foul number three. No cows in this one, just New York Yankees. They have started the season off very, very well. Unbelievable, 12-6.
Yeah, Patrick was talking about his ALNA under total bet for the Yankees season.
I'm worried.
Yeah?
It's not looking great.
What was that, 88.5?
And what did you say, Patrick, 92?
92 is what I got it.
That's close, buddy.
Put 20 on it.
That's not bad. I like
it. I'm ruined!
Oh, it's not ruined yet. But the Yankees are playing very well, exceeding a lot of people's expectations, leading the AL East by a slight margin. But
for now.
Right, yeah. But the team is producing to their level of expectations, maybe above other people's watching them. So is it fair or foul? And this is kind of something that I stated last year leading into this year, that the calls for Aaron Boone I thought were stupid. I didn't think that there was anybody better that you could go get to coach that Yankees team. So fair or foul, guys, this start proves all the calls for Aaron Boone's job were unhinged and reactionary.
I guess I'll start this off. I'm going to say foul because there's still a lot of season left. And I have nothing to base this off of.
Aaron Boone is one of the worst managers in Major League Baseball.
I just wanted to mostly say foul because of this.
And there is no way, shape, or form that I'm giving Aaron Boone any credit whatsoever. Okay, so you got the most on-base machine in baseball, Juan Soto, and you traded some crappy-ass prospects to get him because your minor league system hasn't been S since 1992 that Brian Cashman didn't even create himself, and you haven't had a manager since Joe Torre that you ran out of town because you said he was too old. Meanwhile, I can't. This team sucks. Aaron Boone deserves all negative credit and no positive credit.
I think he's doing great. I think he's doing a great job. He's telling Juan Soto, hey, you know that thing that you do all the time, get on base?
You should do that.
Just keep doing that. And that's a great manager to me.
But I will say this. The Yankees are scary right now, and Judge isn't even hitting, and Cole hasn't thrown a pitch.
Volpe's looking good.
If Judge gets on track and does Judge things, and Cole can come back and pitch and not have Tommy John, Yankees will be scary. Not because of Boone, though.
Well, again, they haven't played the Orioles yet.
All right, that is fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday. Ooh, yikes.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.